Good morning.
Tere hommikut.
It's an honor to be back here.
Et au olla siin tagasi.
Pastor Miguel asked me where I would like to speak in addition to his church.
Pastor Miguel küsis, et kus ma lisaks tema koguduse sooviksin veel rääkida.
And I said, Hauta, I want to be here.
So. Artas.
Really enjoyed being with you last time
Sest
that we were here.
Sest nautisin viimast korda, kui me siin koos olime.
And I'm very suspicious of what the Lord might want to do.
Ja ma olen väga siukene ootusärev selles suhtes, mida isand tahab teha.
And I appreciate the update.
Ja mulle meeldis see, mis koosolek alguses räägiti.
That was wonderful.
See oli imeline.
Can I pray for us?
Kas võin palvetada meie eest?
Holy Spirit, we ask for you to come.
Püha vaim, me palume, et sina tuleksid.
You know what's in the heart of every man.
Sina tead, mis on iga inimese südames.
And I ask for you today.
Ja palun, et sa täna.
To make connection.
Teeksid ühendusi, seoksid ühendusi.
With the spirit that you've placed in every heart.
Nende vaimude vahel, mis oled panud iga südame sisse.
May you be honored.
Et sa oleksid austatud.
And glorified.
Ja austatud.
As we meet together today.
Nii kui me täna siin kokku saame.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.
Going to read to you a couple passages of scripture and I felt like the Lord prompted me to tell you a couple of stories.
Ma loen teile mõned kirjakohad, aga ma tunnen õhutust, et isand tahab, et ma räägiksin teile paar lugu.
So I will do that and then we'll see what he does. Ephesians chapter 1.
Hakkame Efesus ühest peale. Ma teen seda ja siis vaatame, mis edasi saab.
This is a wonderful passage that we walk past sometimes, I think, without getting everything that's in it.
See on väga imeline kirjakoht, millest me aga lihtsalt mööda läheme ilma, et me saaksime kõike kätte, mis sinna on peidetud.
Beginning with verse 17.
Hakkame peale salmiga 17.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
Et me isanda Jeesuse Kristuse Jumal, kirkuse isa, teile annaks tarkuse ilmutuse vaimu tema ära tundmiseks.
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Ja ma palvetan, et ta valgustaks teie südame silmi, et te teaksite, milline lootus on tema kutsumises, mille ta on tema pärandi kirkuse rikkus pühade sees.
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might.
Ja milline on tema väe võrratu suurus meie heaks, kes me usume tema tugevuse jõu mõjul?
Which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places.
See sai tegevaks Kristuses, kui ta tema üles äratas surnust ja pani istuma oma paremale käele taevas.
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named not only in this age but also in the one to come.
Ja kõrgele üle iga valitsuse ja meelevalla ja väe ja ülemuse ning üle iga nime, mida nimetakse mitte üksnes nüüdsel, vaid ka tulevasel ajastul.
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church.
Ja ta alistas tema jalga alla kõik ning pani tema kõigi asjad üle peaks kogudusele.
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Kes on tema ihu, tema täius, kes täidab kõik kõiges.
He says,
tema ütleb,
that his church,
et tema kogudus,
his body,
tema ihu,
is the fullness,
on tema täius,
of him,
tema täius,
who fills all,
kes täidab kõik,
in all.
Kõiges.
Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Kas poleks imeline?
If people found the church to be the fullness of God.
Kui inimesed leiaksid, et kogudus ongi Jumala täius.
Well, we are.
Me ei oleme.
Because the Bible says we are.
Sest Biibel ütleb seda.
And if we ever catch up.
Ja kui me jälgi jõuame järgi.
With what he says is true about us.
Ja saame pihta sellele, mis ta siia kirja on pannud.
People will be more convinced than they are now.
Siis inimesed saaksid selles rohkem veendunuks kui praegu.
So, I want to talk to us today.
Ma räägin täna.
About what has got into you.
Mis sinusse on tulnud.
Now I've had a little bit of a cold. I had a virus get into me.
Üks viirus tuli minusse. Mul on natuke külmetusin.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Aga ma ei taha mitte sellest rääkida.
He says.
Tema ütleb.
That he has deposited his spirit within us.
Et ta on pannud oma vaimu meie sisse.
That we might understand.
Et me võiksime aru saada.
The riches
sellest rikkusest
and the glory
ja sellest auhiilgust kirkusest
of our inheritance
mis on meie pärandis
and the nature of the power
ja selle väe loomusest
that he's already placed in us
mille ta juba on pannud meie sisse
which is the same power
mis on see sama vägi
that raised Jesus from the dead
mis äratas Jeesuse üles surnust
now I don't know about you
ma ei tea, kuidas sinuga lood on
I haven't raised anybody from the dead this
week. Ma ei ole sel nädalal ühtegi surnut üles äratanud.
Although a couple of mornings it was very late.
Kuigi mõne hommikul oli see väga hilja juba.
Getting me out of bed was almost resurrection.
Et mulle tundus, et minu voodist välja saamine on ka nagu surnu üles äratamine.
But he's talking about
Aga siin räägitakse sellest.
The same spirit.
Et see sama vaim.
That exploded Jesus out of the ground.
Mis plahvatas Jeesuse sealt maa seest välja. Lives, hauast.
Lives in you.
Elab ka sinu sees.
Lives in me.
Elab minu sees.
Yeah. That should make a difference.
See peaks midagi muutma.
And all of us together.
Ja kui me kõik koos oleme.
That should make an amazing.
Siis see peaks hämmastavaid asju muutma.
It's not about gaining more education.
Asi ei ole selles, kuidas saada rohkem teadmisi.
Though that's good.
See on ka hea.
It's not about having more theological understanding.
Sa ei pea rohkem teoloogiliselt asjadest aru saama.
Though that's good.
Kuigi see on ka hea.
It's about having the eyes of our heart
Vaid, et sinu südame silmad
enlightened
on valgustatud
opened
avatud
so we can know
et sa võiksid teada
what he says
mida ta ütleb
is already true
et see vastab juba tõele
about us
meie kohta
and begin to walk
et hakkaksid käima
in the reality
selle reaalsuses
of what God calls a Christian
mida Jumal kutsub et või sa käid selles valguses mida Jumal ütleb et kristlased käivad
and this is not just maturity
ja see ei ole lihtsalt küpsus
though maturity is very important
kuigi küpsus on ka väga tähtis
it's about being quickened or awakened or alive to who's in us
see tähendab et sa oled elavaks saanud selle suhtes kes elab sinu sees
I've been wanting to tell you this story
ma olen tahtnud seda lugu rääkida
I apologize if I told you this story before
ma vandan ette kui ma seda juba olen rääkinud
but the last two mornings I have awakened with this story in my mind.
Aga ma olen kaks viimast hommikut ärganud selle looga oma mõtetes.
And it's proof of the power.
Ja see tõestab seda väge.
Of the Holy Spirit within us.
Püha vaimu väge, kes on meie sees.
Whether we know it or not.
Kas me sellest teadlikud siis oleme või mitte.
Many years ago.
Aastat tagasi.
Many years ago.
Palju aastat tagasi.
30 years ago.
30 aastat tagasi.
I was 11.
Olime 11 aastane.
Maybe not. I was the youth pastor.
Ma olin noorte pastor.
Of a small Baptist church.
Väikses baptisti koguduses.
I worked in that ministry full time.
Ma olin täisajaga teenistus.
But my paycheck was nothing.
Mu palk oli null.
I didn't get paid so I had to have a full time job.
Kuna ma palka ei saanud, siis ma pidin tegelikult tööl ka käima.
So I was working two full time jobs.
Nii, et ma tegin kahte täisajaga tööd.
Actually I was putting all my time in the ministry.
Tegelikult ma panin kogu oma aja teenistusse.
And a little bit of time in my job. But,
ja natuke tööle ka.
I never so I would get home at 7 or 8 or 9 at night.
Jõudsin õhtul 7, 8, 9 töölt koju.
One day I walked in at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Üks kord oli 4:30 pärast lõunal tulin koju.
The telephone was ringing when I walked in the door.
Telefon helises, kui ma koju tulin.
And it was the pastor.
Ja see oli pastor.
He said, "Is John home?"
John, kas John on kodus?
And my wife said, "Yes." Send him to the church right away.
Saadad ta kohe kogudusse.
Said and I said, "What is wrong?"
Ma ütlesin, mis lahti on?
He didn't even tell me, just told me.
Ta isegi ei öelnud, tule kohe ole.
I get to the church
Lähen kogudusse, kurikusse,
and find out that there's a couple in the church
tead, kogu, seal üks paar,
that is in crisis.
Kellel on kriis.
She is a nurse.
Ta oli medõde, see naine.
He is a respiratory therapist.
Ja mees oli see, kes tegi hingamistaastast seal. Ka meditsiinis mõlemad.
They work in a local hospital.
Ta töötasid kohalikus haiglas.
And she had just come home from the doctor.
Naine oli just kodult.
She was 6 months pregnant.
Ta oli kuuendat kuud rase.
And they found out that she was carrying a dead baby.
Ja nad said teada, et see laps tema üsas on surnud.
And they wanted to take the baby right then.
Ja seda last taheti kohe välja võtta.
But they permitted her to go home.
Aga ta lubati enam koju minna.
Pray with her husband.
Et ta võiks oma mehega koos paletada.
And at 7 in the morning they were going to take the child.
Ja järgmisel hommikul kella 7:00 oli planeeritud lõikus.
So the pastor of the church.
Et kogu see pastor.
And me.
Mina.
And one deacon.
Ja üks diakon.
Drove out into the country to this farmhouse.
Läksime sõitsime siis sinna farmi.
And
kus
we sat around the table and listened
lugu,
to this horrible story.
Seda kohutavat lugu.
And of course they were weeping
ja
and
seal muidugi,
heartbroken.
Ja nad südamed olid murtud.
And I am unsettled.
Ja ma ei olnud omadega, mul pole rahu.
But I'm just this young Baptist
Aga
guy.
Mina olin väike noor baptist.
But I was not satisfied. I've been reading books
and seeking God and praying hard.
I knew there was more.
Teadsin, et Jumalas on enamat.
But I just didn't know anybody that knew how to tell me how to get more.
Aga ma ei tunnud ühtegi inimest, kes oleks öelnud mulle, kuidas enamat kätte saada.
But I knew this word was true.
Aga ma teadsin, et Jumala sõna on tõde.
And it said that he was a healer.
Ja seal on kirjas ju, et ta on tervendaja
and a deliverer,
ja vabastaja.
And that he could raise the dead.
Ja ta võib surnud üles äratada.
So I'm sitting there not knowing what to do.
Ma istun seal, ma ei tea, mida peale hakata.
And we're nice, polite Baptist people.
Ja me olime viisakad, kenad baptistid.
So after about an hour and a half,
ja pärast poolteist tundi,
we held hands around the table.
Võtsime kätest kinni ümber laua.
And prayed around the
table. Palvetasime ümber laua kõik.
And I happened to be the last one to pray.
Ja mina olin palverekorras viimane.
So I prayed very brief.
Ma tegin väika lühikese palve.
So the pastor said, are you done?
Kas kõik või?
Because I usually pray longer.
Sest ma pavaliselt palvetasin pikemalt.
Than everybody else.
Kui kõik teised.
And I was sitting there saying, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Oh Jumal, oh Jumal. Ja see oli minu palve.
Because I thought I understood something.
Sest ma arvas, et ma saan midagi aru.
But I didn't know how to hear from God.
Aga ma ei teanud, kuidas Jumalat kuulda.
Or at least I didn't know that I knew how.
Või vähemalt ma arvasin, et ma ei tea, kuidas Jumalat kuulda.
And I can't believe I did this.
Ja ma ei usu siia maani, et ma sellega hakkama sain.
But with all the courage I had,
aga võtsin kokku kogu ma julguse endas,
I turned like this,
pöörusin niimoodi ringi,
and I stuck my finger,
osutasin näpuga,
and the lady who was carrying
selle naise peale,
dead baby's
rase,
face, and I said,
ütlesin,
when was the last time you were in a seance? You
know, millal sa viimati käisid seansil?
And when did you make a contract with the devil?
Ja millal sa tegid kuradiga lepingu?
And she said, never.
Mitte kunagi.
And I said, I won't tell you what I said.
Ma ei ütle sulle, mida ma tale ütlesin siis veel.
So I didn't know what to do.
Ma ei teadnud, mida teha.
And she's really crying
ja
now.
Ja hakkasin tõeliselt nutma.
So I spun like this and I stuck
pöörasin
my finger in the father's
ja
face.
Ja isale
and
näku.
I said, when were you in a seance?
Mina algasid sina seansil.
And when did you make a contract with the devil?
Kuradega lepingu.
And he broke. He said, how did you know?
Kus sa teadsid, et ma seda tegin?
And I said, there is a God.
Ma ütlesin, et Jumal on olemas.
And he went to his room.
Ta läks oma tuppa.
And brought a box.
Tõi ühe kasti.
And opened up the contents of the box.
Tegi selle kasti lahti.
And he had tarot cards, you know, the
seal oli taro kaardid, need millega ennustatakse.
Candles.
Küünlad.
Books on witchcraft.
Nõiduse raamatud.
And he had a contract.
Ja seal oli üks leping.
Written agreement.
Leping.
Where some palm reader.
Kus olid mingid luuletused asjad.
Had written this contract up.
Ja seal oli mingi, seal oli leping siis.
That if he dedicated his first child to the devil.
Et ta lubab anda oma esimese lapse kuradile.
That he would live a long life.
Et saada ise pikka elu.
Because his father.
Sest tema isa.
And all of his father's brothers.
Ja kõik tema isa vennad.
Had died before 55.
Olid surnud enne 55. eluaastat.
From heart disease.
Ja neil oli südame haigused.
And there was, and this way they said, you will not die, you will live.
Ja seal oli öeldud, et sa ei sure, vaid sa elad täis pikka elu.
And he committed to dedicate his first child to
the Ja ta lubas selle kirjaga oma esimese lapse kuradele.
So he took everything outside.
Ja ta võtsis kõik välja.
Burned it all.
Põletas selle kõik ära.
He got down on his knees.
Oli põlvini maas.
And then I went into the house.
Siis ma läksin uuesti majja.
Laid hands on that lady.
Panin selle naisele käed peale.
And prayed.
Valvetsin.
And 3 months later we dedicated that baby.
Ja 3 kuu pärast me pühendasime selle lapse Jumalale.
Yeah. Somewhere out there there's some 30-year-old kid.
Ja nüüd on ta kuskil üks 30-aastane, kes kuskil ringi käib.
Running around.
Jookseb ringi.
Because God deposited
Sest Jumal pani
the spirit of wisdom and revelation in me
vaimu minu sisse
when I didn't even know how to cooperate with
siis, kui ma isegi ei teadnud, kuidas sellega
he
koostud
loves
teha.
People
ta
so much
niivõrd palju inimesi,
that he will even use people
et ta kasutab inimesi isegi siis,
who don't know how to be used
kui nad ei tea, kuidas neid kasutatakse,
to
kuidas
communicate his love and his power.
Selleks, et anda edasi oma armastust ja väge.
Isn't that cool?
Kas pole lahe?
Don't you love that? Now, I don't know how I'm supposed to tell you that story. But it turns me on.
Aga mind tõhutab salat üles.
See, it's, I did not know what I was doing.
Ma ei teadnud, mida ma siis tegin.
Not been filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ma ei olnud pühavaimuga täidetud.
I just knew there was a powerful God.
Aga ma teadsin, et on olemas üks väeline Jumal.
And I began to, I mean, I thought I knew God loved people.
Ja ma arvasin, et ma tean, et Jumal armastab inimesi.
But when that happened that
Aga
day,
kui see toimus sel päeval,
I just could see. I was the
näha,
only
et ma
person
isik,
who had a chance
kellel oli võimalus
of knowing God well enough
tunda piisavalt hästi Jumalat,
to help that lady
et aidata seda naist,
that they knew.
Sellel, et päeval.
Isn't that amazing?
Kas pole hämmastav?
I look back and I just
ma vaatan tagasi ja me see
I cry every time I tell the story.
Aga see ajab mind ikka veel nutma, kui ma selle
ühe lugu I can't believe he trusted me to do it.
Sest ma ei suuda uskuda, et ta mind usaldas sel päeval.
And I can't believe I followed through.
Ma ei suuda uskuda, et ma selle kõik läbi tegin.
We don't have to know everything.
Me ei pea ise kõike teadma.
Because he knows it.
Tema teab kõike.
Now, don't go doing that unless you have that stirring in your spirit.
Ära nüüd mine seda kuskile välja tegema, kui sul just seda õhutust sees ole.
If I could have come up with anything else,
kui ma oleksin suutud mingi muu lahenduse välja mõelda,
I would have done it.
Ma oleksin seda teinud.
I didn't know that it was life and death.
Ma ei teadnud, et see on elu surma küsimus.
But it was.
Aga see oli.
And all I did was kind of like Abraham.
Ja kõik, mis ma tegin, on umbes nii nagu Abraham tegi.
God said,
Jumal ütles,
I'm giving you this promise.
Ma annan sulle selle tõotuse.
Make you father many nations.
Ma teen sind paljude rahvaste isaks.
And he's looking at his barren wife.
Siis ta vaatab oma naise peale, kes pole lapsi saanud.
Said, yes.
Jaa, jaa.
And he told me, tell him about the seance, tell him about the witchcraft.
Ja siis Jumal ütles mulle, et räägi talle nõidusest.
And I said, yes.
Ütlesin, jaa.
Now, that's about as simple as I get.
Ja nii lihtne see oligi.
But it's because he's placed his spirit within us, as Paul says in Ephesians 1.
Vaimu meie sisse, nii nagu Efesuse kirjas Paulus ütleb.
This power that exceeds understanding.
Mis ületab kõik mõistuse
ja arusaamise.
See ei ole mõõdetav.
The only way to measure the power of God.
Ainus viis, kuidas Jumala väge võõta.
Is by the love of God.
On see, et sa mõõdad seda Jumala armastusega.
That's the only thing that is his power has equal is his love.
Ainuke asi, millega see vägi on võrdne, on armastus.
And I deeply loved him and I knew he loved people.
Armastasin teda ja ma teadsin, et tema armastab inimesi.
And I walked through the loving God door.
Ja ma läksin selle Jumala armastuse uksest läbi.
To the power of God door.
Ja jõudsin Jumala väe ukse juurde.
He didn't care how you get there.
Teda huvita, kuidas sa sinna jõuad.
Because he loves people.
Ta armastab inimesi.
And he loves saving babies.
Ta armastab päästa beebisid.
And he also saved that marriage.
Ja ta päästis ka selle abielu.
And to my knowledge.
Ja minu teadmist mööda.
That guy didn't die at 55.
See mees ei surnud ära, kui 55 sai.
Oh, one side note.
Üks kõrvalpõige.
I got in the car.
Ma olin autos.
On the way home.
Koduteel.
Pastor sitting here.
Pastor istus siin.
Elder or deacon sitting
deacon
here.
Deacon istus seal.
I'm in the back
Mina
seat.
Mina istusin tagapingil.
They turn around and
Nad
look at me.
Selle taha.
Where did you get that?
Kus sul selle võtsid?
I said, you know, even a blind squirrel gets a nut now and then, you know.
Isegi pimedale kassile see piir suhu.
They looked at me like
Nad vaatsid mulle otsa.
We didn't teach you that.
Meie sulle küll seda õpetanud ei ole.
And I said, I think it was the Lord.
Ma arvan, et see vist oli isand.
Their eyes were this big.
Silmad olid neil peas nii suured.
When the lady called the next morning.
Kui see naine järgmisel hommikul helistas.
And went to the doctor.
Oli arsti juurde läinud.
And saw the baby kicking and had the heartbeat.
Ja nägid, et süda lööb ja kõik on korras.
And everything. She's medical. She's a nurse. She knows this stuff.
Ta oli õde, ta teadis ise ka need asju.
She called the church.
Ta helistas kogudusse.
Pastor called my house.
Pastor helistas mulle koju, ütles.
Better find John.
Ma, see on kinnitatud nüüd.
And Kathy tracked me down. My wife tracked me down.
Mu naine püüdis mu kinni.
And
ütles.
I wasn't surprised.
See ei üllatanud mind üldse.
I thought after that, anything is possible.
Ja pärast seda mõtlesin, oh, kõik on võimalik.
That started me on a quest.
Ja see pani mind ühele teele.
To know that if that could happen in that one incident.
Sest teada, et kui see võib sellel ühel korral juhtuda.
No limit to what he could do.
Siis tegelikult Jumalal ei ole piire sellega, mida ta võib
no
teha.
No limit to whom he could give his love to.
Ta võib ükstas kõik, kellele oma armastuse välja valada.
So right after that.
Nii et pärast seda, peatselt.
I'm in a youth meeting.
Ma olin noorte koosolekul.
And I've been watching the 700 Club on television, Pat Robertson.
Üks saade on 700 klubi.
And then when they prayed for people, they did this.
Ja inimeste pärast paletsid, nad tegid nii.
We didn't do that.
Meie seda ei teinud.
But I saw them do it.
Aga ma nägin televiisorist, nad tegid seda.
Look kind of cool.
No, lahe päris.
So I walked into my youth meeting.
Ma läksin noorte koosolekule.
And there was a teenage girl there.
Üks teismeline tüdruk oli seal.
Weeping and trembling.
Nõttis ja värises.
Her name was Shelley.
Ta oli Shelley, oli ta nimi.
What's wrong?
Ma ütlesin, Shelley, mis sul viga on?
She says, I'm having horrible nightmares.
Tõtsin, mul on kohutavad painajad, unenud.
Can't sleep and
ma ei saa üldse üldse magada.
I'm so afraid.
Ma nii kardan.
So I said, well, why don't I pray for you?
Ma äkki ma palvetan su eest.
So like Pat Robertson, I...
Nii kui Pat Robertson, ma läksin ja...
I put my hands on her head.
Panin oma käedale pea peale.
And a movie started running.
Ja siis hakkas üks film jooksma.
And I just started praying. It was easy.
Palvetama. See
I watched
lihtne.
What I saw. And
ma
I said, oh my
ma näen, ütlesin, God. Oh, Jumal.
And I saw this awful fire breathing dragon
tuld purskavaid suust purskavaid draakoneid
blood running down it and
ja verd roolamas mööda külgi
and she stopped me
ja siis ta peatas mind
she said
ütles
what are you doing
mida sina teed
I said mõtlesin, I think I'm saying
arvan,
what I'm seeing
et ma räägin välja vist seda mida ma näen
she said
ta ütles, et
that is the black light poster
see on see plakat
that hangs over my bed
mis mu voodi kohal on
And I said, take it down and you won't have any more nightmares.
Ja rohkem sa õudusune nagu seda näe.
And she did.
Ja ta tegi seda.
And she didn't have any more.
Ja rohkem õudusune nagu seda ei olnud.
I said, this is kind of fun.
Ma ütlesin, oo, päris lahe.
Again, God loved that little girl.
Jumal armastas seda väikest tüdrukut.
Her parents were afraid that she was on drugs.
Ja vanemad kartsid, et äkki ta tarbib narkootikume.
And they said, you got to check Shelly out. She's trembling and shaking and crying.
No, et sa pead Shellyt vaatama, ta on nagu närvitseb ja ta on väriseb ja nutab ja.
All it was the demonic poster.
Aga tegelikult oli üks teemonlik plakat lihtsalt seotud seina peal. Cool, huh? Lahe.
Well, some time goes on.
Laeg läks edasi.
By this time, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
Siis ma olin juba pühavimku ristitud.
And I was doing a live radio show.
Ja ma tegin raadios saateid.
Call-in prayer program.
Ja see oli saade, kus inimesed helistasid, et palvetada.
People would call in prayer requests. And
inimesed helistasid, neil oli palve soovid.
And I would pray for them on the radio.
Ja see on palvetasin nende pärast raadios.
There was no delay.
Ja see oli olnud viitsus, see oli otse saade.
In those days, so they just, hello.
Nii et kui nad olid liinil, siis ma palvetasin.
You would never know what you were going to get.
Sa ei teanud kunagi, kes saab järgmine sõna turud otsus olema.
I'm thinking about telling the story. Well, anyway, this lady called me.
Üks naine helistas.
And she says, I hear you praying for revival on the radio.
Ma ütlesin, et ma kuulen, et sa paletad ärkamise pärast seal raadios.
And I said, yeah.
Jaa.
And she said, well, when will you get to true holiness?
Aga millal sa tõelise pühaduseni jõuad?
I said, I'm probably not going to get there.
Ma arvasin, et ma arvan, et ma ei jõuagi sinna kohe.
But I'm trying.
You know. Aga ma proovin sinna poole jõuda.
She says, well, our whole church has reached true holiness.
Meie oleme kogu oma kogudusel, aga me jõudnud täieliku pühaduseni.
And I said, I hadn't heard about that.
Oh, ma ei ole kuulnudki, ütlesin mina vastu.
And she said, do you know how it happened? I said,
sa tead, kuidas see juhtus? Ma ütlesin, ei.
No, but I think you're going to tell me.
Aga ma olen kindel, et sa kavatsed mulle sellest rääkida.
They discovered the truth.
Nad leidsid tõe.
That if you come into the church building
sisse,
and you wash everybody's feet
ja pesed kõigi jalad puhtaks,
and pray over them
ja paletad nende pärast,
like Jesus prayed over the disciples and washed their feet,
nii nagu Jeesus paletas oma juunglite pärast ja pesi nende jalgu,
then they would be truly holy.
Siis on nad tõeliselt pühad.
We don't let anybody come in unless we wash their feet.
Meile see kellegi luksest sisse talla, kui ta jalad on pesemata.
I said, how many people go to your church?
Ma küsisin, kui palju inimesi teile kogudusest käib.
She says, we're down to six.
Me oleme praegu kuuekesi.
I said, God bless the six of you.
Ma ütlesin, las Jumal õnnistugu kõiki kuute teid.
Live on the radio, you couldn't stop it.
Sest raadiost sa oled otse eetris, sa ei saa midagi muud ka teha, sa pead vastama.
Next lady calls.
Järgmine naiste rahvas helistas.
She says, Pastor John.
Pastor John.
I was hoping I would get through.
Ma lootsin, et ma pääsen liinile.
She says, the devil is on my porch.
Kurat istub mu veranda peal.
I said, what's he doing there?
Mis ta seal teeb, küsisin mina vastu.
She says, he's been out there all night.
Ta on terve õhtusel istunud.
Is he tired? I mean,
kas ta väsinud, et ta seal istub või?
And I said, the devil is not on your porch.
Kurat ei saa istuda sinu
veranda
peal.
There's only one devil.
Sest kuratit on ainult üks.
And he can only be in one place.
Ja ta võib olla ühes kohas korraga.
At one time.
Ühel ajal hetkel.
I mean, we're talking about the devil that pestered Jesus for 40 days in person.
Ma räägin sellest kuradist nüüd, kes oli Jeesusega koos 40 päeva kõrbes ja kes ta kiusas.
And I mean no disrespect to you, ma'am.
Ma ei taha nüüd olla mitte austusavaldust.
But your reputation in hell is not inviting the devil to your porch.
Aga sinu see, kuidas sind tuntakse põrgus, ei vasta mitte sellele, et sinu pärast saadetakse ülemus välja.
I explained to her, maybe it could be a demon or something, but it wasn't the devil in person.
Et see võib olla mõni teemon või keegi, aga kurat isiklikult nüüd küll sinu veranda peal istuma ei tule.
Well, she said she would pray.
Ta ütles, et okei, ma palvetan.
Call me back the next day.
Järgmisel päeval ta listas mulle tagasi.
It was a raccoon.
Et see oli pesukaru on eesti keeles, jah?
Honest to God.
Ausõna.
I just want to give you a break from the intensity there for a minute.
Ma nüüd võtame natuke kergemaks.
So I had a very serious call, the next call. And this
aga tegelikult järgmine kõne oli väga tõsine kõne.
This changed my life.
Mis muutis minu elu.
A lady called me and I happened to know who she was.
Ma teadsin, kes see naine on, kes mulle helistab.
And her daughter.
Ja ta tütar.
And her son-in-law.
Ja tema väimes.
Were drug dealers.
Olid narkodiilerid.
And they both gotten arrested.
Ja nad kõik mõlemad arreteeriti.
And put in jail.
Ja nad olid vangis.
And they had the sweetest little twin daughters.
Ja neil olid väga armsad kaksikutest tütred.
And they got taken by the state.
Ja riik võttis nad ära.
And the grandparents filled out the documents to gain custody of the children.
Ja vanavanemad täitsid siis paperid, et saada laste kasvatusõigus endale.
And they went to the court.
Nad läksid kohtusse.
And I think the judge
ja kohtunik vist
blamed the grandparents
süüdistas need vanavanemaid
for the parents being drug addicts.
Et need lapsevanemad on saanud narkodiileriteks.
Because they had petitioned the court for custody.
Sest nad esitasid selle avalduse, et lapsi endale kasvatada saada.
And the judgment
ja otsus oli,
issued by the court,
mis kohus välja andis,
said that the grandparents could never have the children.
Et nendele vanavanematele ei saa need lapsi kunagi anda.
And they put them into a foster care.
Ja need andi siis kasu peresse.
In a Mormon family.
Ühte mormooni peresse.
And the grandparents were just undone.
Ja no vanavanematel oli see väga suur löök.
And she called me.
Ta helistas mulle.
And as soon as she did,
ja nii, ta helistas,
the Lord said something in my heart.
Ütles isand mulle midagi südames.
So I prophesied to the judge on the radio.
Nii et ma profeteerisin selle kohtunikule raadios.
That his heart would be turned.
Et tema süda võiks pöörduda.
And his judgment would be turned.
Et tema otsus võiks olla muudetud.
And when they had 30 days.
Ja et 30 päeva jooksul.
Before they could go back to the court.
Kui nad lähevad uuesti kohtusse tagasi.
I said, in 30 days.
30 päeva jooksul.
The judge will say
ütleb,
only
kohtik,
the grandparents can have the children.
Ainult vanemad võivad lapsi kasvatada.
And they called me in 30 days.
Ja 30 päeva pärast nad helistasid mulle.
And asked me if they could come.
Ja küsid, kas me võivad minuga tulla.
And brought those two beautiful little girls.
Võtsid kaks väikest tüdrukut kaasa.
To the radio station.
Sinna raadiojaama.
And I blessed them on the air.
Ma õnnistasin neid raadiosaates.
The power of the decree of heaven.
Sest taevas välja kuulutatud otsus.
Is stronger than the authority of man.
Ja selle vägi on tugevam kui inimese meelevald.
Now, if I had just spoken that out because I was angry.
Kui ma oleksin seda rääkinud lihtsalt sellest, et mina olen vihane.
I don't think anything would happen.
Siis ma arvan, et ei oleks midagi juhtunud.
But the Lord authored something.
Aga isand pakkus mulle midagi, millest
kinni arvata. And when it came out, it happened exactly.
Tuli, siis täpselt kõik nii juhtuski.
It's been a long time ago now.
Sellest on juba palju aastat möödas.
But I actually wrote down what I said.
Aga ma kirjutasin kõik üles,
mida
ma
rääkisin. She wrote down what the judge said.
Ja tema kirjutas üles kohtuniku otsuse.
Identical.
Ja need olid nii-öelda kattusid.
God loves people.
Jumal armastab inimesi.
And he'll do anything.
Ja ta teeb üks kõik mida.
I mean, they were so desperate.
Nad olid nii meeleheitel.
That they called a radio program.
Et nad helistasid raadiosaatesse.
To try to save their grandchildren.
Et päästa oma lapselapsi.
And the Lord used that.
Ja isand kasutas seda.
To get them free.
Et nad vabaks saada.
How did he do that?
Kuidas ta seda tegi?
I don't have any political influence.
Minul ei ole mingit poliitilist meelevalda.
I didn't know any of the judges.
Ma ei tunne ühtegi kohtunikku.
But he deposited the spirit of Jesus in
Jeesuse
us.
Vaimu meie sisse.
And he can open the eyes
ja see võib avada silmi
of our understanding.
Meie mõistmise silmi.
Enlighten the way that
ja
we know him.
Seda teed, et me tunneks teda.
And we can cooperate with him
ja võime ka temaga koostööd teha.
And see what he's saying and doing
ja näha, mida tema räägib ja teeb.
And do it with him.
Ja teha seda koos temaga.
We call that a miracle.
Meie kutsume seda imeks.
He calls it Christianity.
Tema kutsub seda kristluseks.
I don't know how to say it any other way.
Ma ei oska seda lihtsamini öelda.
We have to be awakened.
Me peame olema üles äratatud.
To what he has already done for us.
Selle suhtes, mida ta juba on meile teinud.
And who the spirit of God in us.
Ja kes on Jumala vaim meie sees.
When you become a Christian.
Kui sa oled kristluseks.
Jesus comes to live in you.
Tuleb Jeesus sinu sisse elama.
And our life is placed in him.
Meie elu on pandud tema sisse.
We are seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Me oleme pandud asetatud koos Kristusega taevasesse paika.
Right now we are in Jesus.
Praegu oleme meie Jeesuses.
Sitting next to the right hand of God.
Istudes Jumala paremal käel.
That's why there's no problem getting into his presence.
Sellepärast ei ole ka meil mingit raskust, et tema ligiolu minna.
In Jesus.
Jeesuses.
I'm already there.
Ma olen ju juba tegelikult
in
seal.
Jesus.
Jeesuses.
You're already there.
Oled sa juba seal.
So is there a question about whether he approves you?
Nii et kas on veel mingi küsimus, kas ta võtab sind vastu või ei?
Or accepts you?
Kas sa meeldid talle või mitte?
Our approval.
Meie heakskiit.
And our acceptance.
Ja meie vastuvõtt.
Are in Jesus.
On Jeesuses.
Is he accepted and approved?
Ja kui on ta su vastu võtnud ja kiitnud heaks?
We get his acceptance.
Sest et ta on, me saame tema osa, omast osa.
And his approval.
Ja tema heakskiidust.
I had to say, God, I don't deserve that.
Ma võin öelda, et Jumal, ma pole seda ära teeninud.
He said, that's grace and mercy.
Ta ütles, jah, aga see ongi arm.
Get over it.
Saa üle.
We have to agree with him.
Me peame nõustuma temaga.
Humility is to agree with the truth.
Arvandlikus ongi see, et sa nõustud tõega.
Not to argue whether or not I qualify.
Mitte, et sa hakkad vaidlema, kas mina nüüd olen selleks kvalifitseeruv või mitte.
I am not my Lord.
Mina ei ole enda isand.
You are not your Lord.
Sina ei ole ise enda isand.
We need to agree
või me peame nõustuma sellega,
with what the Lordship of Jesus says.
Mida isandana meile ütleb.
About us.
Meie kohta.
And that's amazing, isn't it?
Ja see pole hämmastav.
Just amazing.
Ja see on lihtsalt hämmastav.
I'm going to take a pause from that.
Ma hüppan natuke kõrvale sellest.
I want to address what you said.
Ma tahan rääkida sellest, mis sa enam ütlesid.
One of the things I have written on my little piece of paper here.
Ühe paberi tükkise peal on kirjas siin.
Is to tell you about my calling.
Et ma räägiksin teile oma kutsumisest.
My name is John.
Minu nimi on John.
So I've always identified with the Apostle John.
Sellepärast on mul alati meeldinud ennast samasta apostel Johannesega.
What John was doing.
Mida Johannes tegi.
When Jesus called him.
Kui Jeesus teda kutsus.
To become a disciple.
Et ta saaks jüngriks.
Was mending the nets.
On see, et ta hakkas võrku punuma.
That's my call.
See ongi minu kutsumine.
That's why I'm here.
See on põhjus, miks ma siin olen.
Because John didn't go make new nets.
Ja Hannes ei läinud uusi võrke punuma.
He worked with skill.
Vaid ta tegi oskuslikult seda.
To restore the nets.
Et taastada seda võrku.
To their original condition.
Mis viib algse olekuni.
So they could serve their original purpose.
Et nad võiks, võrk võiks teenida oma algset eesmärki.
What the Lord told me.
Kui see on mulle ütles.
When he called me to himself.
Ja kutsus mind enda juurde.
Was this.
Siis ta ütles mulle.
He said, I want you.
Ma tahan, et sina.
To call the church.
Kutsuksid koguduse.
Up out of the church.
Kogudusest välja.
To be the church.
Et nad oleksid kogudus.
I understand that now.
Ma nüüd saan sellest aru.
To mean to restore the net.
See tähendas seda, et sa taastad ühe võrgu.
To its original condition.
Selle algsesse olekusse.
So it can fulfill its original purpose.
Et see võiks täita oma algset eesmärki.
So when you were talking about the net.
Kui sina täna võrgust rääkisid.
I thought, yes. Because original condition.
Sest algne olek.
An original purpose.
Ja algne eesmärk.
Are what invite original design.
On see, mis kutsub kohale algse disaini.
Power.
Väe.
Authority.
Meelevalla.
Compassion.
Kaastunde.
Kindness.
Lahkuse.
And all the attributes
ja
of God.
Ja kõik teed muud Jumala attribuudid.
It's not the original organization.
Mitte algne organisatsioon.
It's the original condition.
Vaid algne olek.
And the original purpose.
Ja algne eesmärk on tähtsad.
And so, it's no wonder
Pole
that...
Pole ime siis...
Revival signs are hanging.
Et ärkamise lipud lehvivad.
It's no wonder
Pole that ime.
You are deeply in love with the Lord.
Et te tõesti sügavalt armastate isandat.
But there's something in here that tells you
Aga
there's more.
Aga siin on miskit, mis ütleb sulle, et midagi on veel.
We were created.
Meid on loodud.
To be born again.
Oleme uuesti sündinud.
So that we can know
et me võiksime teada
his plan and purpose
tema
for us.
Plaani ja eesmärk oma elu jaoks.
His plan and purpose
tema
for
plaani
us
ja eesmärk meie jaoks.
Is to represent Jesus.
On uuesti esitleda Jeesust.
Jesus came.
Jeesus tuli.
And represented God.
Ja esitles meile Jumalat.
He this was the presentation.
See oli see kõige tähtsam esitlus.
The fullness of God in
Jumala
bodily form.
Jumala täius ühes ihulikus vormis.
And we're here to
Ja meie oleme nüüd siin.
Represent.
Et teha üks esitlus.
Present again.
Ja näidata uuesti.
The authority, the power, the love.
Seda väge ja meelevalda
ja armastust
ja tõde.
The grace that
armu,
is Jesus Christ.
Mis on Jeesus Kristuses.
And what we've done
ja mida me oleme teinud,
doesn't look exactly like the original.
Ei ole tegelikult praegu eriti originaali sarnane.
That's why we're here today.
Ja sellepärast me olemegi täna siin.
That's why the prayer meetings go on.
Sellepärast on ka palve koosolekut
toimumas. That's why we try to pray God down.
Sellepärast me palumegi, et Jumal tule alla.
Bring restoration.
Palvetame taastamist.
What is restoration?
Mis on taastamine?
It's returning things to their original condition.
See, viid asjad tagasi algolekusse.
Their original position.
Sellesse algsesse positsiooni.
And their original ownership.
Ja algse omandi alla.
We are bought with a price.
Me oleme jätud hinnaga ostetud.
We are not our own.
Me ei kuulu endale.
This is his church.
Vaid see on tema kogudus.
For Miguel pastors, that's the Lord's church.
Ja kui me teeme teise kohta, siis see on ikkagi isanda kogudus.
My church is called Harmony.
Minu kogudus nimi on Harmonia.
Doesn't belong to me.
See ei kuulu mulle.
It belongs to him.
See kuulub talle.
He has the right.
Temal on õigus.
To shape us.
Meid vormida.
And form us.
Meid vormida.
And empower us.
Ja meile väge anda.
Back to.
Et võiksime minna tagasi.
Original condition.
Selle algse oleku juurde.
And original purpose.
Ja selle algse eesmärgi juurde.
There may be wonderful new methods.
Võib-olla imelisi uusi meetodeid.
Of presenting.
Kuidas esitleda.
The original condition.
Seda algset olekut.
And the original purpose.
Ja algset eesmärki.
But the purpose and the condition have not changed.
Aga need olek ja see eesmärk ei tohi kunagi muutuda.
I believe.
Ma usun.
The Lord wants.
Et isand tahab.
To create a church in this nation.
Luua sellel maal selle rahva seas üks kogudus.
In this city.
Selles linnas.
That the Bible talks about.
Millest piibel räägib?
That mirrors what's in the Bible.
Et see peegeldab seda, mis on piiblis kirjas.
I want to be part of that.
Ja ma tahan sinna kuulda.
Don't you?
Sina ka, eks ole?
Now here's what I've learned.
Ja mis ma olen õppinud aastat jooksul?
About the nets.
Võrgu kohta.
I will digress here a moment.
Räägin natuke.
But I think I can make this comparison.
Võrdlevalt sellest asjast veel.
I bought my wife a digital television set.
Ostsin oma naisele digitaalse televiisori.
And I had to hook it up to the cable television.
Ma panin selle kaabli televisiooni sinna kaabli otsa.
I had done this once before.
Ma olin seda üks kord varem teinud.
I'm a man.
Ma olin mees.
I don't ask for instructions.
Ma ei küsi ju, kuidas seda tuleks teha.
So I plugged everything.
Ma panin kõik juhtmed kuskil ära.
Turned it on.
Panin teleka käima.
Nothing.
Tühjus.
Did it again.
Tegin teist korda.
I had picture.
Mulle tuli pilt.
Black and white.
See oli mustvalge.
No sound.
Häält veel ei olnud.
After an hour.
Pärast tundide pusimist.
I called the cable company.
Ma helistasin sinna kaablifirmasse.
We spent an hour and 40 minutes.
Me olime tund 40 minutit.
Trying to hook this thing up.
Töötasime selle kallal, et asja tööle panna.
Finally he said, unhook everything.
Võta kõik juhtmed küljest ära.
I pulled all the plugs.
Võtsin kõik juhtmed küljest ära.
I wrote down where I had it plugged in.
Ja kirjutasin ülesse, kus pidi miskit olema.
So I would know where everything had been.
Ma kirjutasin ülesse kõigepealt, kus ma midagi olin pannud.
So we wouldn't do it that way again.
Et me nii enam ei teeks.
And we started from the beginning.
Hakkasime otsast peale.
They have two receivers and television.
Kaks vastuvõtjate, televiisor ja juhtmed ja.
Got it all plugged up.
Panime kõik juhtmed kuskil ära.
It was exactly the way we just had it.
Ja tegelikult tulemus oli sama, mis ma enne olin
kirja pannud. So I read it to him. I said, no.
Oot, see ei ole õige.
He said, would you turn the TV on?
Kas sa paneksid teleka käima?
I explained to him that it wouldn't work.
Ma ütlesin, et see ei saa toimima, sest ma näen ju kirjutatud on samamoodi kõik.
He says, push the power button.
Vajutage nüüd seda nuppu ja lülita sisse.
I said, okay, boom.
Okay.
Work perfect.
Töötas.
And I said, what's that?
Ma ütlesin, mis nüüd siis juhtus?
He says, Mr. Brown.
Herra Brown.
It takes the right sequence.
Õiget sagedust on vaja. Järjekorda.
Everything
kõik
was connected exactly
oli tegelikult ühendatud
where it had been before.
Täpselt samades saukudes.
And it wouldn't function.
Aga see ei toiminud ennem.
But when we had the right elements
aga kui meil olid õiged elementid
connected in the right sequence
ja pandud õiges järjekorras sisse
perfect picture.
Siis tuli pilt ette täiuslikult.
That's the church.
Ja kogudus on ka selline.
That's the church.
Selline on kogudus.
We have lots of the elements together.
Meil on palju elemente siin
täna. Prayer and worship and intercession and warfare and evangelism and kindness.
Ja lahkus.
We need the lordship of Jesus.
Aga Jeesus peab olema isandaks.
So that we take all of those elements.
Et kõik need elementid.
And line them according to his purpose.
Võiksid olla joonde aetud tema eesmärgi järgi.
According to his timing.
Vastavalt tema ajastusele.
And the picture, everybody could understand the picture
ja kõik saavad pildist
when it was hooked up. Wouldn't it be wonderful
ees, kas oleks imeline,
if we got hooked up just right?
Kui meid kõik praegu ühendataks.
And then the picture represented Jesus when they found the church.
Ja et see pilt, mis tuleks, siis esindaks Jeesust.
I'm telling you, sequence is important.
Ja see järjekord on tähtis.
So when we're mending the nets,
et me ehitame võrke,
restoring to original condition,
originaalsed olukordi,
it is important.
Ja see on tähtis.
Where this one is tied.
Et kuhu üks sõlm on tehtud.
Should it be tied to this one or should it be tied here?
Kas see lõng on teisega või kolmandaga seotud?
Sequence is important.
See on tähtis see järjekord.
Because the joints
sest need liigesed
are where life flows.
On need kohad, kust elu läbi voolab.
And this net that is the body of Christ.
Ja see võrk, mis on ka Jeesuse ihu.
When the joints are all connected properly.
Kui kõik liigesed on omahel korralikult ühendatud.
Life flows and we all meet each other's needs.
Siis voolab elu ja me saame kõik üksteise vajadusi täita.
And then the head
ja siis pea
who is Jesus
kes on Jeesus
can much more easily
palju lihtsamalt
direct the functions of the body.
Ihu funktsioone juhtida.
I want to be a restorer.
Ja mina tahan olla taastaja.
Of original condition.
Kes taastab neid originaaltingimusi ja originaalset eesmärki.
Because therein lies the authenticity.
Sest selles on tihti peale
genuineness, yeah.
Ori siukene algne algsus.
The authority.
Meelevald.
And the power.
Ja vägi.
To see the church be the church.
Ja siis sa näed, et kogudus on kogudus.
God didn't have a better idea than the New Testament church.
Jumalal ei olnud paremat ideed, kuidas asju teha kui Uue Testamendi kogudus.
And he hasn't changed his mind.
Ja ta ei ole oma otsuses kahelnud ja kõmber mõelnud.
Way
tema viis
of bringing his life
kuidas tuua oma elu
to Tallinn,
Tallinnasse
and all of Estonia
ja kogu Eestisse
is a living, breathing, energized church.
On siiamaani üks elav, hingav ja energiat täis olev kogudus.
And not just Harta, not just Vineyard
Harta,
Talent, but a church
Vineyard,
in this city
that kogudus, flows mis voolab,
and breathes
ja hingab,
and lives
ja elab,
in the presence of God.
Jumala ligiolus.
That's how I planned it.
Sii on ta selle asja planeerinud.
That's how it worked in the first place.
Ja nii see algas hakkuses toimima.
That's how he wants it to work in this place.
Ja nii ta tahab, et see toimiks ka siin ja praegu.
Trying to figure out which way I'm going to go. My wife called me.
Ma helistas mulle.
A few days ago.
Paar päeva tagasi.
And they had an elders meeting while I was gone.
Neil oli koguduse vanemate koosolek seal, kui ma ära olin.
That isn't always good news.
See ei ole alati hea uudis.
But this one was planned and I knew about it before.
Aga see oli ette planeeritud ja ma teadsin, et see tuleb.
They wanted to talk with her.
Nad tahtsid aga rääkida.
About how they could help me.
Kuidas mind aidata.
Because they would like for me to change my schedule.
Sest nad tahaksid, et ma muudaksin oma graafikud.
They don't think I can do it anymore, you know.
Sest nad arvad, et ma ei saa asjaga enam hakkama.
Anyway, and one of the ladies in our church
üks naistest meie koguduses
had a vision.
Nägi nägemuse.
Because while we are standing here today,
kui meie täna siin oleme,
we have a team from our church,
siis meie kogudusest üks meeskond
in Zambia.
On Zambias.
And so they were praying for the two missions trips.
Ja nad paletsid nende kahe missioni reisi pärast.
And she saw Zambia,
Zambiat,
as she was praying.
Ja palvet sellel, kui ta paletas,
rich dark soil.
Kus seal on tihe, paks, rikas muld.
Able to grow rich crops.
Ja seal tuleb väga hea saak.
And then she prayed for Estonia.
Ja hakkas Eesti pärast paletama.
And she saw red clay.
Ja ta nägi siukest punast savi.
Things did not grow well.
See on pinnas, kus esiti saaki ei saa.
In red clay. And she is telling her dream to the elders.
Ta rääkis vanematele sellest unenäost.
And my wife just said, stop!
Ma naine ütles, peatu! Stop!
You have to know my wife.
Sa peate mu naist teadma.
She's, shh.
Ta on väga vaikne.
Very quiet, until we get home.
Kuni mina koju jõuan.
But she speaks very little.
Ta räägib väga vähe.
And understates everything.
Ja aga saab kõik aru.
So she could see that our friend was troubled about seeing the red clay when she prayed for Estonia.
Ja ta sai aru, et see sõbranna, tal on probleem sellest, et ta nägi sellist savist pinnast.
Our friend's name is Andrea.
Ta nimi on Andrea.
So my wife Kathy said,
ja ma Kathy ütles,
Andrea, stop!
Andrea, stop!
Don't you understand?
Kas sa ei saa aru?
Red clay,
punane savi,
is where there is oil.
On see koht, kust õli leitakse.
We don't need to plow there.
Me ei pea seal mitte kündma hakkama.
We need to drill there.
Seal tuleb hakata pumpama.
Isn't that cool?
Kas pole jahe?
Well, the meeting went in a much better way.
Ja see mune nagu läks sai kohe palju parema tähenduse.
May I offer an interpretation of that?
Aga kas ma võin ka ise ühe pakkuda ühe lahenduse selle mune näole?
This turns me on.
Mis mind keima kihab.
I was talking to Raymond.
Kihab keima. Nii, ma rääksin taga
sellest. Some of you,
mõned teist,
years ago,
sinu esimene, aastaid tagasi,
tasted a move of God.
Saite tunda Jumala liikumise
maitset. When things were much different.
Asjad olid siis hoopis teistmoodi.
Times were much different.
Ajad olid hoopis teistsugused.
But a genuine move of God with signs and miracles and
Aga
wonders.
Aga originaalne Jumala liikumine, kus imede tunnustähtega oli siin olemas.
And you long to see that.
Ja sa igatsed seda uuesti näha.
In this day.
Sel päeval ka, praegusel ajal.
I talked to you about that last year.
Me oleme sellest eelmine kord rääkisime sellest.
Here's what I see.
Ja see on, mis ma näen.
There's a deposit here.
Et siia on tehtud üks sissekanne.
God has implanted something
Jumal here. Jumal on siia midagi külvanud.
When you see an oil field.
Kui sa vaatad seda nafta välja.
It wasn't because somebody went out with oil seeds and planted oil.
Siis keegi ei käinud kunagi väikeste õliseemned tilkadega, mida ta külmas.
There was a deposit in the earth.
Seal on maa seest on tulnud üks allikas, mida õli tuleb sealt
välja. And you have to drill past the deadness and the dryness.
Sellest kuivusest ja sellest
kivitest. And the lack of productivity.
Ja sellest kuivast viljatust pinnasest läbi minema.
Tap in.
Et siis sa jõuad selle sooneni.
To the provision.
Kus on varustus.
That has already been made.
Mis on juba kunagi ammu sinu jaoks sinna valmis pandud.
But when you do,
aga kui sa sinna jõuad, siis see purskab.
Power.
Sealt tuleb vägi.
Right? Anointing.
Võidmine.
Right? Isn't that good?
Kas pole hea?
When you plant the tomatoes,
sa lähed tomateid
the watermelon,
või tahad oma arbuusi saada.
You do that, You planted some 1960, you've never had to plant again. They're always there, right?
Sa panid aastal 60 midagi maha ja iga aasta korrad saak ja sa ei vee uuesti midagi
külma. Every season you have to dig again, you have to rake again.
Iga aasta sa pead uuesti põllu üles kaevama ja jälle panema väetist ja
plant the seeds, water.
Kastma.
And then it, in time,
ja siis omal ajal,
there's fruit.
Sa saad sa saagi.
Once you tap
aga õliga või naftaga,
into the deposit,
kui sa jõuad selle allikani,
and you begin to pump it forth,
ja sa hakkasid üles pumpama,
you have it forever.
Siis on sul see jätkub sul igaviseks.
In season and out of season.
Nii hoial kui hoiast väljas.
In freedom under oppression.
Ja ka surve all.
In poverty.
Vaesuses.
In riches.
Ja rikkuses.
It's flowing.
See on ikka sealt maasest tulemas.
I want to say that about this nation.
Ja tahan seda raha sellele rahva kohta öelda.
I think God's made a deposit of his presence.
Usun, et Jumal on oma ligiolu sissekande teinud
siia. That can again be tapped into.
Millesse võib taas lülituda.
We can drill into.
Võime jälle ammutada.
The deposit.
Ja puurida välja kuni selle allikani, selle varustuseni.
And call forth what he's already given.
Ja kutsuda välja kõik selle, mis on meile juba antud.
It reminds me of the flood.
Ja see tuletab mulle meelde üleujutusi.
The heavens poured.
Taevas valas välja.
And he broke up the depths.
Ja see purustas ka sügavuse.
And it flowed forth from the
Nii,
depths.
Purskas välja ka maa sisemusest.
We need the present tense anointing of heaven.
Meil on vaja taeva ligiolu.
But we also need the inheritance promise that he's already released. There's been visitation here. The Spirit of God has rested here. He's invested here. And I think there's a way of praying forth what he's deposited. And then there's a present tense reality now, a freshness that comes from heaven, times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. So we know how to give away the entrustment that he's already given. That's true, I think, for this country.
Ja ma usun, et see käib selle riigi kohta.
But it's true for each individual.
Aga see käib ka iga isiku kohta.
Ephesians 1 said he has already deposited in us.
See on juba meie sisse pandud.
The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead.
See sama vaim, kes äratas Jeesuse ülest surnust.
We need to drill down.
Me peame sinna kaevuma.
And we need to call forth from the deep.
Ja kutsuma selle sealt sügavusest välja.
The reality that's already in us.
Mis on juba meie sees.
So we can walk in the
et me võiksime käia
present tense reality.
Praeguse hetke reaalsuses
of the life of Jesus.
Jeesuse elus.
It was the most normal thing for Jesus to walk
jooks,
that way.
Et ta selliselt käis.
The same
see sama
Holy Spirit
püha vaim
in Jesus
Jeesuses
found it totally natural
leidis, et on täielikult normaalne
to forgive the woman
anda selle naisele
andeks, caught in adultery.
Kes püüti ring kinni abielurikkumiselt.
And at the next moment
hetkel,
drive the money changers out of the temple.
Ajasta välja raha vahetajad templist.
Same spirit.
See sama vaim.
Same power.
Sama vägi.
Same love.
Sama armastus.
He was loving the woman.
Ta armastas naist.
When he gave her forgiveness.
Kui ta andis ta
he was loving those money changers. When he drove them out, he was capturing their attention. Trying to give them an opportunity to come to him before he made his exit.
Enne kui ta läheb ära.
When you're led by the Spirit of God, it's no different.
Siis ole vahet,
he has put within us the ability to forgive people that
anda andeks,
don't deserve forgiveness
kes ei ole väärt andeks andmist,
and to oppose wickedness where we find it.
Ja seisma vastu kurjusele, kus
he's
sa
put
näed.
Within us the ability
ta panud meie sisse võime,
to speak when we don't know much
rääkida siis, kui me eriti ise midagi
because
tea.
Of the love and the concern he has
tänu sellel hoolele ja armastusele, mis
for children
laste vastu.
And for people who are in darkness
ja inimeste vastu, kes on pimeduses.
A few years ago
aastat tagasi,
I was in Florida
olima Floridas
and I was early in the morning 2 o'clock something like that
väga vara hommikul kuskil kahe paiku
out pacing and praying you know
ma käisin ringi valvetsin
on the sand and
liiva peal
moons on overseeing the oceans ja beautiful
kuu oli merekohal kõik oli väga ilus
and I just paced and paced
käisin edas tagasi
and I just began to hear something
ja hakkasin midagi kuulma
waves were crashing
kuidas lained tulevad randa
on the shore and here's what I heard
ja mis ma kuulsin siis oli see
holy
püha
holy
püha
holy
püha
Lord,
Isand,
God,
Jumal,
Almighty,
kõik väeline,
who was,
kes oli,
and is,
ja on,
and is to come,
ja tuleb.
Over and over.
Ja ma kuulsin uuesti seda.
I don't know that it was audible,
ma ei tea, kas see oli kuuldav,
but I heard it.
Aga ma kuulsin seda.
It was awesome.
See see auline.
Power of God, the beauty
Jumala vägi,
of the stars
Jumala,
and the moon.
Kus see kuu ja tähed olid taevas.
I was awestruck. I was so aware
ja ma ei niivõrd teadlik sellest.
Of the magnificence.
Jumala imelisusest.
And the immensity.
Ja tema mõõtmatusest.
Greatness of God.
Sellest aulisust ja suurusest.
Just intoxicated me.
Ma läksin nagu joobunud olt sellest.
In the last year.
Eelmisel aastal.
I called that to mind again.
Ma tuletsin seda endale meelde.
And the Lord spoke to me.
Isand rääkis minuga.
He's been calling me to go deeper.
Ta on kutsunud mind minema sügavamale.
My answer to God.
Minu vastus Jumalale oli.
In situations.
Mõnes olukorras.
Has always been to try to be humble.
Sa proovid ikka olla alandlik.
So the answer was to go low.
Nii et vastus oli, et okei, ma lähen madalamalt.
Just humble yourself, don't demand your rights.
Sa ei nõua oma õigusi.
And he said, John.
That's John.
Don't go low.
Ära mine madalamalt.
Go deep.
Vaid mine sügavamalt.
I said, that's profound.
See on väga põhjapanev.
He was speaking to me about that.
Ja ta rääkis muga sellest.
And he said, remember the ocean waves.
Mäletad neid laineid.
And you heard them glorify my name.
Sa kuulsid, kuidas nemad ülistasid minu nime.
And you were caught up in the sound and the
ja said, kaasa haaratud sellesse helisse.
He said, had you been standing,
oled sa, kui sa oleksid olnud seisnud, seismas,
not on the shore,
mitte seal kalda peal,
but on the ocean floor,
vaid seal merepõhjas,
you would hear something quite different.
Oleksid sa kuulnud teissugust heli.
The pounding of the waves,
tuulte hääl,
on the shore,
kaldal,
is my still small voice,
on minu väike ja vaikne tasane hääl,
when you're on the ocean floor.
Kui sa oled seal merepõhjas.
I get it.
Ütlesin, ahaa.
On the shore I was, my attention was drawn.
Oli mu kogu tähelepanu
my
püütud,
heart was captured.
Mu süda oli kaasa haaratud sellega.
I was filled with wonder about the glory of God.
Jumala ausuhtes.
But on the ocean floor.
Aga kui ma läksin olnud mere põhjas.
Though the power hadn't changed.
Kuigi vägi üleval polnud muutunud.
He was able to speak to me of the purpose.
Siis oleks saanud minuga rääkida minu eesmärgist ja juhtimisest, suuntest, selle väe suhtes, mis oli üleval.
So I could cooperate in the doing of it.
Et ma võiksin teha koostööd temaga seda tehes.
Not just celebrate the
mitte ainult tähestada seda, kui ilus ja väeline ja kena see on.
He wants us to drill deep.
Ta tahab, et meie läheksime sügavamale.
He loves it when we celebrate his goodness.
Talle meeldib see, kui me tähistame tema headust.
He also loves it when we can respond to the whisper.
Aga talle meeldib ka see, kui me vastame tema sosinale. Kas pole lahe?
And so, I've never been on the ocean.
Ma ei ole ookeani põhjas olnud.
But I understand.
Aga ma saan aru.
He can speak something.
Et ta võib rääkida midagi.
And I can hear it on this level.
Ja ma võin kuuldada see siin üleval seda.
But there's a calling to hear it on this level.
Aga on midagi muud, mida sa kuuled, kui sa oled korrus alapoole.
More informed about his purpose.
Ja seal saab rohkem informatsiooni tema eesmärkide kohta, tema juhtimise kohta.
In the midst of celebrating his greatness.
Selle kõige keskel, kui võib ka ülistada tema suurust.
Both.
Mõlemat võib teha.
Both.
Mõlemat.
And I think he's calling us to that.
Ja ma usun, et ta kutsub meid seda tegema.
I see that as a way of drilling.
Ma näen, et see on üks puurimise viis.
We'll read one more verse and we'll
pray. Me veel ühe kirjakoha.
This is from Ephesians chapter 3.
See on Efesuse kolmes.
Verse 20 and 21.
20 ja 21.
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
Aga Jumalale, kes meist tegutseva väega võib korda saata palju rohkem, kui me oskame paluda või isegi mõelda.
To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Temal olgu au koguduses ja Kristuses Jeesus igavesest ajast igavesti kõigi sugupõlvedeni. Amen.
How many have asked God for a whole bunch of things?
Kes on palunud igasugused erinevad asju Jumalalt?
Yeah, me too.
Mina ka.
He's able to do more than that.
Aga ta võib sellest veel rohkem teha.
Says he's able to do more than you can ask.
Ta võib teha rohkem, kui sa vasudad küsida.
Or think.
Või isegi välja mõelda.
So.
Nii et.
You don't always want to be critical of someone.
Sa ei taha alati olla väga kriitiline kellegi suhtes.
Sometimes God does something and you go, I just can't believe it.
Vaatavasti Jumal teeb midagi, sa ma ei suuda seda uskuda.
You know why?
Mead miks?
Because you never have.
Sest sa ei suudagi kunagi.
Because you never thought of it.
Sest sa pole kunagi selle peale mõelnud.
Because he's able to do things above what you can think.
Tema on võimeline tegema üle selle, mida sina suudad mõelda.
That's what creates wonder in us.
Ja see panebki meid imestama.
That's what creates testimony in us.
Ja see toob tunnistuse meist välja.
I don't want a God who can't do more than I can ask
ma
him to
taha
do.
Sellist Jumalat, kes ei suuda teha rohkem, kui mina suudan välja mõelda või küsida.
And sometimes when we pray our lists,
ja kui me paletame vahete vahel mingi nimekirja järgi,
we need to leave a few blank spaces.
Siis see on läbeks mõned tühjad read ka jätma.
Because he's able to do above.
Sest ta võib teha üle.
And beyond.
Ja kõrgelt üle.
What we ask or think.
Selle, mille me küsime ja palume.
Now I'll help you just a little bit here.
Ja ma aitan siin natuke sellega.
He's also able to do other than you ask or think.
Võimeline ka tegema muid asju, kui sa oled palunud.
We want to measure God's goodness.
Me tahame mõtta Jumala headust.
By whether or not he did what we ask.
Vastavalt sellele, kas ta kõike meie nimekirjas olevad asjad tegi ära või teinud.
And he represents his goodness.
Ja ka tema esindab meil oma headust.
By giving us what we need.
Andes meile seda, mida meie vajame.
Even if it's not what we ask.
Isegi kui me ei ole seda küsinud.
That's a good father.
Ja selle on hea isaduse tunnus.
And the language here.
Ja see keel siin.
Is so descriptive.
On nii võrd kirjeldav.
It's exceedingly,
üle,
amazingly, abundantly beyond what we're able to do.
Külluslikult üle kõige selle.
And then it says, he does it.
Ja ta teeb seda.
By throwing you on the floor and have you sit there and for an hour.
Selle läbi, et ta viskab su kõigelt põrandale, paneb sind tundaga seal istuma.
I kind of like that.
Mulle meeldiks see.
But that's not what it says.
Aga seal ei ole nii kirjas.
So he's able to do this.
Vaid ta on võimeline seda tegema.
By the power dwelling within us.
Selle väe läbi, mis elab meie sees.
Did you see that?
Kas sa näed seda?
Not the one falling from heaven.
Et see mitte selle väe läbi, mis taevast alla kukub.
The Spirit of God.
Vaid Jumala vaim.
Joined to my spirit.
Mis on seotud minu vaimuga.
Alive in me.
Mis on elav minu sees.
Rising up in me.
Tõuseb üles minu seest.
And presenting Jesus.
Ja esitleb Jeesust.
As he is.
Sellisena nagu ta on.
To me and to others.
Minule ja teistele.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the deal.
This
is how the church gets to be the church.
Kuidas kogudus saab olla kogudus.
Of course we want anointing from heaven.
Jah, me tahame taevast võidmist.
But it may be that God can't always anoint us from heaven.
Aga võib-olla Jumal ei saa alati meid taevast
võida. Because he's already deposited within us what we're asking for.
Meie sisse need asjad ära pannud, mida me tahame.
We've got to be acquainted.
Me peame olema tuttavad.
We have to be well acquainted.
Väga tuttavad.
With the spirit of Jesus that lives within us.
Jeesuse vaimuga, kes elab meie sees.
Now let me read this last verse again.
Ma loeme selle salmi veel uuesti.
To him,
Temale, Jumalale,
be the glory,
olgu au,
in the church,
koguduses,
and in Christ Jesus,
ja Kristus Jeesuses,
to all generations forever, amen.
Läbi kõigi suguvõsade igavesest ajast igavesti, amen.
Many years ago,
aastat tagasi,
when I read that and understood it for the first time,
kui ma seda kunagi lugesin, esimest korda sellel pihta sain,
I thought it was a typographical error.
Ma mõtlesin, et siin on äkki mingi trükiviga.
Because it says, glory to God,
siis on öeldud au olgu Jumalale,
through the church,
koguduses,
and then through Jesus.
Ja siis Jeesus Kristuses.
I mean, nothing's before Jesus in my book.
Minu arusaamist järgi ei tohiks Jeesusest midagi eespool olla.
But it says, glory is to come to God,
vaid siin on, et au tuleb Jumalale,
in this passage, through the church,
läbi koguduse,
and through Jesus.
Ja siis läbi Jeesuse.
Do you see the church is mentioned first?
Ja Jeesus, või kogudus on pannud Jeesus ette.
I don't think that was a mistake.
Ja ma arvan, et see ei ole tegelikult kirjaviga.
Because I talked to him about it.
Ma mõtlesin selle üle.
I said, Lord,
mõtlesin,
just between you and me,
meie vahel siin
this
rääkides,
doesn't make any sense.
See ei ole ju loogiline see lause.
Come on.
Like, räägi nüüd ausalt.
Jesus is not going to bring more glory than me. Come
kas
on.
Jeesus ei tooks nagu minust rohkem augu Jumalale?
Here's what I heard from heaven in my heart.
Ja mis ma kuulsin siis taevast oma südames.
It so honors me.
See austab mind nii väga.
When people have the eyes of their heart enlightened.
Kui inimeste südamed on valgustatud.
And begin to discover.
Ja nad hakkavad pihta saama.
And develop a life in me.
Ja arendama ja seda elu, mis minus
that
on
is
nende
according
sees,
to.
Mis on seal vastavalt.
The reality.
Sellele reaalsusele.
Of the power.
Ja sellele väele.
Of my presence.
Mis on minu ligiolus.
Within them.
Nende sees.
And if the church.
Ja kui kogudus.
Individually and collectively.
Nii individuaalselt inimesed kui kollektiivselt koos.
Begins to walk in the reality.
Hakkab käima selles reaalsuses.
Of the super abundance.
Et neil on üliküllus.
That is within us.
Nende sees.
Called the Holy Spirit.
Mille nimi on püha vaim.
We are able to bring glory to God.
Siis me saame tuua au Jumalale.
That honors Jesus.
Mis austab Jeesust.
And pleases him.
Ja on talle meelepärane.
Forever and ever.
Igavesest ajast igavesti.
Don't you want in on that?
Kas sa ka ei tahaks seda?
Do you see how that's true about us?
Kas sa ei näe, et see vastab tõele meie kohta?
The wonderful thing about this.
Imen asi selle kohas on see.
Is that and I won't go to the passage.
Me ei lähe veel sinna kirja kohta aga.
But he uses
ta kasutab
the glory coming up out of us.
Seda au, mis tuleb meist välja.
To strike principalities and powers.
Et seista vastu meelevaldadele ja vägedele. Taevas alustas.
See the devil has a problem.
Kuratel on üks probleem.
He's the devil.
Ta on kurat.
I was telling Miguel. The devil never goes and takes his family on a Sunday picnic. He doesn't get a day off.
Ta ei saa vaba päeva.
He's always a mean, stinking, nasty scoundrel.
Ta peab olema vastik ja vastik tüüp.
He can't be any other way.
Ta ei saa olla miskit muud.
He's a liar.
Ta on valetaja.
He's a deceiver.
Ta on petja.
He's an accuser.
Süüdistaja.
And he can't ever be any other way.
Ja ta ei saa olla ühtegi vaba hetke sellest.
And he never had in his plan.
Ja tema plaanis ei ole olnud mitte kunagi.
That God would receive
seda,
glory.
Et Jumal saaks au.
From sinful people.
Patustest inimestest.
But he can.
Aga ta saab saada.
I told the Lord a couple just shortly ago, long time not long ago.
Mõne aeg tagasi.
I apologized to him.
Ma vabandasin isandas.
I said, Lord, I'm sorry you got to mess with people like me.
Et sa pead siukste inimestega jamama nagu mina.
He says, John, that's all I've got is people like you.
John, mul ei ole ju muudagi muud võtta kui sinu sugused inimesed.
I said, good.
Okay.
All he has are broken, fallen human beings.
Ainuksed kasutatavad ongi
all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Kõikes need, kes on patu teinud,
none is perfect, no, not one.
Mitte ükski neist.
And it's those imperfect people
ja need mitte täiuslikud inimesed
who present themselves to Jesus,
kes annavad ennast üle Jeesusele,
to be washed by the blood of the Lamb
ja pestakse talle verega,
and inhabited by his spirit.
Ja kelle sisse tuleb tema vaim elama.
It's through those broken people,
katkiste inimeste läbi,
through the power of the Holy Spirit,
saab püha vaimu vägi,
that we're able to do godly things,
tegema jumalike asju,
say godly things,
ütlema jumalike asju,
see dead babies,
need surnud lapsed,
get saved,
saavad päästetud,
and come to life,
ja tulevad elule.
because it blesses them
and
gives life to them and confounds the powers and principalities because they never counted on sinful people having holy things happen through.
To me, it's like taking a stick and shoving it in the devil's eye.
I think you
have to be respectful of your enemy, but you don't have to be polite.
Wouldn't
you like today
to
say, what did you do today? Oh, we went to church. Went to Silver.
Käisin seal Selveris.
Stuck stick in the devil's
eye. I
think that should be, I think we should know.
Teadma.
Seriously, it says that Tõsiselt. They confound powers and principalities. This is how
vastu
he proclaims his victory over and over
see on see,
and
ta over again. Ja uuesti ja uuesti ja
when
uuesti.
People for whom he died
inimesed, kelle eest ta suri,
live the life he died for them to have.
Elavad sellist elu, mille nimel ta suri,
when people
ta
who are seated with him in heavenly places live like they are
ja elavad selliselt, nagu nad istuksidki seal,
in earthly places.
Siin maa peal.
That's the church.
Ja see ongi kogudus.
I think
ja mina arvan,
the sequence here
et see järjekord siin
is important.
On väga tähtis.
Glory to God in the church.
Au Jumalale koguduses.
And in Jesus.
Ja Jeesus Kristuses.
Forevermore.
Igavesti.
There are other places where Jesus is mentioned first.
Kus Jeesus on
esimesena. This is the only place where he is.
Ainus koht, kus Jeesus on pandud teiseks.
But this is a place.
Kus on see koht.
He's telling us.
Kus meile räägitakse.
The power of his presence within us.
Et tema vägi ja ligiol on meie sees.
We all know it.
Me teame seda kõik.
We all just don't live to it.
Aga me kõik ei ela vastavalt sellele.
He has saved us.
Ta meid päästnud.
For the purpose.
Ühe eesmärgiga.
Of making Jesus real.
Et teha Jeesus tõeliseks.
To our generation.
Meie sugupõlvele.
And he can use you.
Ja ta võib sind kasutada.
Very few people.
On väga vähe inimesi.
Knew less about the spiritual realm.
Kes teavad vähem vaimsest maailmast.
Than I did.
Kui mina teadsin.
Still breaks me up. When I laid my hands on that pregnant baby.
Selle baby peale.
That lady and she had the baby lift, man.
Ja see baby ärkas ellu.
And I said, oh my God.
Mõtlesin, oh Jumal.
You can, you are.
Sa oled olemas ja sa võid seda teha.
Nothing you can't do.
Ei ole midagi,
mida every one of you know God way better than I did at that
teie
point.
Teie kõik teate nüüd Jumalat palju paremini, kui mina teadsin selle hetkel.
No, don't go jump pregnant women and lay hands on.
Mine otsima kuskil rasedeid naisi.
You know what I mean? It's not what we need to do. I'm serious. People will run out and try to duplicate what you
sest
said.
Sest inimesed proovivad kohe järgi teha asju, mida nad kuskil kuulsid.
What you do
aga mida sina teed
is hear from heaven.
On see, et sa võid taevast kuulma.
And obey the prompting.
Ja kuulema, kuuletuma sellele koheselt.
That was a special needs situation.
See oli üks erilise vajaduse olukord.
We were invited into it.
Kuhu mind kutsuti.
They trusted us.
Nad usaldasid meid.
But I'm telling you,
aga mõtlen sulle,
there are divine appointments for you.
Sinu jaoks on ka jumalikud
you carry the light of heaven.
Ja sa kannad endases Jumala valgust taevast.
Your way of releasing the power.
Ja sa tead, kuidas vabastada väge.
Maybe a smile.
Võib-olla naeratusega.
Maybe a word of kindness.
Võib-olla lahke sõnaga.
It may be carrying something for someone.
Võib-olla sa aidad kellegi midagi tassida.
So you earn their trust.
Ja sa võidad
so
tema usalduse.
Could invite you into their circle.
Et ta võiks kutsuda oma siseringi.
So
et sa võiksid saada puudutada.
By the eternal power that lives within you.
Teda selle igavese väega, mis elab sinu sees.
We're not out trying to build a reputation.
Me ei proovi ehitada ülesse mingit reputatsiooni.
As the people that have the power.
Et oh, need on need, kellel on vägi.
We're out trying to make Jesus famous.
Teha Jeesust kuulsaks
Tallinnas. That Jesus would be loved and respected and accepted. And it's up to us to present him that way. It's up to us to have the proper elements in the right sequence so the picture comes on. And when it happens, thousands and thousands and thousands will come to Jesus. The country is so ripe.
Ja see riik on niivõrd valmis.
What we need is the means of conveying the reality of who he is.
Ainus asi, mida me vajame, on vahendid, et tuua välja see, milline ta tõeliselt on.
I just cut to the chase.
Ja ma olen läinud lõppu.
The church
kogudus
that people have found
mida inimesed on näinud
they don't want.
Nad ei taha seda.
I mean, am I right?
Sorry.
The masses aren't here. What does that mean?
Mis see tähendab? Siin ei ole ju masse kokku tulnud. Mis see
well,
tähendab?
Those sinful, wicked people need to change their mind.
Oi, need patused, kurjad inimesed peaksid meelt muutma.
And they do. That's called repentance.
Ja nad peavadki tegema selle nime meeleparandus, aga
the truth is,
tõde on selles.
We need to have the oil flowing.
Et õli peaks kõvalt voolama.
So they can see that there's something here.
Et nad võiksid näha, et siin on
midagi. We need to give them an accurate re-presentation of who Jesus is.
Ja me peaksime tegema õige esitluse Jeesusest.
And I think that's his purpose for having us here.
Ja see ongi tema eesmärk, miks me siin oleme.
I genuinely do.
Ma tõesti siiralt usun, et see ongi tema eesmärk.
Wisdom.
Tarkus.
Will bring us understanding.
Toob meil arusaamise.
Revelation.
Ilmutuse.
Will bring possession.
Ja ilmutus toob meile selle, et me saame selle asja
kätte. Of wisdom and revelation.
Tarkuse ja ilmutuse vaim.
Wisdom makes things clear.
Tarkus teeb asjad meile selgeks.
Revelation makes things ours.
Aga ilmutus teeb asjad meie omaks.
We need to mend the nets.
Me peame need võrgud kokku siduma.
Because a net that is complete.
Sest terve võrk.
That is whole.
Mis on terviklik.
Can be full.
Seda saab täita.
He wants a full net.
Ta tahab ühte täis võrku.
He wants the net so full.
Ta tahab, et võrk oleks nii täis.
That we have to call our brothers' boats next to us.
Et me kõrval olevad paadid appi kutsuma.
And share the catch.
Ja seda saaki jagama.
A complete net.
Ja täiuslik, terviklik võrk.
Has the potential.
Oma potentsiaali.
To be a full net.
Et saada täis võrguks.
That's what he's after.
Ja see on see, mida tema otsib.
Let's pray.
Paletagem.
Father, thank you for being with us this morning.
Isa, me täname, et sa oled olnud täna koos meiega siin.
Thank you for the reality of your word.
Me täname sinu sõna reaalsuse eest.
You have placed your spirit within us.
Sa oled pannud oma vaimu meie sisse.
What an amazing truth.
See on üks hämmastav tõde.
Divine life.
Jumalik elu.
Living in a human body.
Mis elab inimlikus ihus.
I would not have picked me.
Ma ei oleks ennast ise valinud.
But you did.
Aga sina tegid seda.
And many of us probably feel that way.
Ja võib-olla mõnigi tunneb ennast sarnaselt.
I know this.
Ma tean seda.
Lord, you desire.
Isand, sina igatsed.
The name of your son.
Et sinu poja nimi.
To be glorified.
Oleks austatud.
Magnified.
Ülendatud.
By every person.
Iga inimese poolt.
Who has ever been born.
Kes on eales sündinud.
You don't want anyone to perish.
Sa tahad keegi läheks.
You want everyone to come to a knowledge.
Vaid sa tahad kõik tuleksid tõe tundmisele.
Lord, I pray you would make us.
Isama palun, et sa teeksid meid.
In this city.
Selles linnas.
An accurate representation.
Tõelisteks.
Of who you are.
Sinu esindajateks.
Your father's heart.
Sinu isa südamest.
And your plan.
Ja sinu plaanis.
For seeing your kingdom come.
Et sa näeksid oma riiki tulemas.
And your will be done.
Ja sinu tahed sündimas.
Here.
Siin.
Right here.
Just nimelt siin.
As it is in heaven.
Nii nagu see on taevas.
We want to see people.
Me tahame näha inimesi.
Fall in love.
Armumas.
With the Son of God.
Jumala poega.
Because you do.
Sest sa teed seda.
It's only our idea.
Ja see on ainult meie arvamus.
Because it's your idea.
Ei, see on sinu arvamus.
Would you come and reinforce?
Et sa tuleksid ja tooksid uuesti esile.
Our ability.
Meie võime.
To live a life.
Elada sellist elu.
That honors you.
Mis toob au sulle.
And live the life.
Ja et me elaksime sellist elu.
That draws others to you.
Mis tõmbab teisi sinu juurde.
Lord, we believe.
Ja see me usume.
You have original design.
Et sul on üks originaalne design.
Original condition.
Üks originaalne olukord.
An original purpose for your church.
Ja üks originaalne eesmärk sinu kogudusele.
And it results in salvation for many.
Ja see toob pääste paljudele.
Great joy for us.
Suure rõõmu meile.
And unmeasured glory.
Ja mõõtmatu au.
To the name of your son.
Sinu poja nimele.
Please.
Palun.
Grant us that capacity, Lord.
Anna meile seda, mida me palume.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good. Would it be okay if we pray for people? Is that all right? Is it good? My team is wonderful. Aren't you? You really are. Would that be all, can we issue just an invitation if anyone would like to be prayed for?
Kui keegi soovib, et tema pärast millegi pärast palvetakse, siis ta meeskond või naiskond on siin kohal selleks, et teenida.